Bank of Cardiff, this is Pete. How may I help you?
Yeah, you said it's Keith?
Pete.
Hello?
Hello?
Pete.
Hey, how you doing, Pete? Who is
your name is Pete, sir?
Who is this?
My name is Charles Teal.
Hey, how you doing, Charles?
I'm okay, sir. How are you?
Good. What can I help you with today?
Okay, who are speaking to? What's your name, sir?
Pete. Peter.
Peter, okay. All right, Pete, I'm calling reference to my account, my birth certificate, the draft.
Yeah, exactly.
Possibly made me out of my account.
Yeah. Who's your agent? Who are you dealing with?
It's Bank of Cardiff, right?
Yeah, Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah. Any of those tools? So you said, who are my agent? Who I'm dealing with?
Yeah. Did someone leave you a voicemail or what happened?
No.
You have an account with us already.
Yes, let me get my, if you look it up, NS Tool, Charles Steele, bus that I purchased.
Mm-hmm.
I purchased the bus and you guys funded.
Yeah.
Okay. If you look up, you can pull the account up. What I'm calling requires the address of partial payment out of my account on Friday, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I see the invoice thing that says that it was interest. According to the contract, it's interest prorated from the day I picked up the equipment and halfway of the month. 15th of the month, like payment would be. What I'm confused about is I didn't have no payment due. I picked the bus up on the 31st. And all the payments that the advance payment I've already have given you guys, so I don't understand that the payment from the first of June to the 15th of June interest rate charge. Prorated interest or something like that.
Yeah, that sounds a little weird. Let me, what was your company name again?
Indus Tools.
Indus Tools?
No, NS Tools.
Oh,
M-R-S.
Okay, I got you.
NS Tools.
Perfect. Yeah. You don't remember who you were talking to before with, who set up your deal?
I Robert. I agent by name of salesman with Robert.
Robert?
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. Let me transfer you over to Robert. You mind if I put you on hold? What's your number, just in case the call gets dropped here?
Okay. 910-257-9083.
9083. Is this the business line?
No, this is my personal sale. I'm on my personal sale.
Oh, okay. What's the business line so we can just reference it?
This business line, wait a minute. We got the business call I'm up there for the company. It's not on there. You don't have that. Or you can deal with my home phone and.
Hey, I'm looking up your number right now.
Yeah.
So, I don't really handle, I'm not in underwriting, I'm an agent here, one of the sales agents. You mind if I put you on hold for a second? I'll try and get one of the, upper management guys to figure out what happened, because I don't deal with any of the processing or anything after the fact, you know what I'm talking about?
Could you go with it? If I had an address, I gave you the address, can you pull it up by the address on the
yes, I can. I can pull it up by the address. I'll pull your file. What's your address?
1237 Millwood Drive. Salisbury, North Carolina.
1237, spell the street for me.
M-I-L-L W-A-E-E-L Millwood Drive in Salisbury, North Carolina, 28146.
M-I-L-L-W-A-L-L-E?
M-I-L-L W-H-E-E-L
Millwheel Drive. Got it. I'll look at it right now real quick. Stay on the line 1 second. No, it's not coming up through the street address.
Do you know the agent Rob? Do you know Rob?
No, I don't think he works in my my department here. I'm not sure.
He works in the sales department.
I work in sales. I'm in the San Diego branch. You know where he was at?
Yeah, he in San Diego too, California.
Yeah. Let me put you on hold. I'll try and find Robert right now. Maybe he's in the other office. I'm not sure. 1 second. Hey, Charles.
Yeah.
I just shot Robert a quick message here, and you're with your number and information. He's going to give you a call right back.
Okay.
All right.
All right, man.
Yeah, shouldn't be too long. All right, no problem, man. Thanks. Take care.